Rachel!
The nasal voice carried down the hallway like a buzzsaw. Rachel and the agent turned. Corky Marlinson was hobbling toward them on crutches, his leg now professionally bandaged.
I couldn't sleep either.
Rachel slumped, sensing her romantic tryst about to disintegrate. Corky's eyes inspected the cute Secret Service agent. He flashed her a broad smile.
I love women in uniform.
The agent pulled aside her blazer to reveal a lethal-looking sidearm. Corky backed off.
Point taken.
He turned to Rachel.
Is Mike awake, too? You going in?
Corky looked eager to join the party. Rachel groaned.
Actually, Corky...
Dr. Marlinson? The Secret Service agent intervened, pulling a note from her blazer. According to this note, which was given to me by Mr. Tolland, I have explicit orders to escort you down to the kitchen, have our chef make you anything you want, and ask you to explain to me in vivid detail how you saved yourself from certain death by... The agent hesitated, grimacing as she read the note again.
By urinating on yourself?
Apparently the agent had said the magic words. Corky dropped his crutches on the spot and put an arm around the woman's shoulders for support and said,
To the kitchen, love.
As the indisposed agent helped Corky hobble off down the hall, Rachel had no doubts Corky Marlinson was in heaven.
The urine is the key, she heard him saying, because those damn telencephalon olfactory lobes can smell everything.